Welcome to the Authentic Persuasion Show. On this episode, I want to replay part of a previous show. Maybe you heard the original full-length episode, and this could be a great refresher and reminder. Or maybe this is your first time hearing this content, and the timing could be just right to help you leverage authentic persuasion today in your role. No matter what, here's to your success. This is the Authentic Persuasion Show. What happens, and this is where a lot of issues in sales during the conversation, and then also once the transaction is done, where you have buyer's remorse and people who canceling or calling back with issues and they want to back out of the deal or they want to return what they bought. The key is that they're worried about embarrassment, being ridiculed, being made fun of, looking bad, looking wrong, making a mistake. All of those things, all of those type of emotions or reactions are a part of us that then triggers this feeling like, if I get embarrassed and I look bad because of a decision I made, I'm going to get kicked out of the tribe of humans. What does this have to do with public speaking? And where does that tie in? I firmly believe that most people do not like public speaking, not because they don't have something to say. Everyone has something to say. I mean, you get most people to open up about something they know about, care about, they're passionate about, something from their life, something, some kind of experience. You can't stop most people. The rub is that what they're afraid of is messing up or saying the wrong thing or getting somebody upset or getting called out for maybe something they said wrong or don't know. And then that embarrassment, that looking bad, that being made fun of, that is in our mind. Because again, at a deep level, if we mess up and we upset the tribe could kick us out. And again, I know that sounds dramatic, but it's so true. And if you compound that fact where that's in our brain, and some people, again, are more driven by that than others. More people, there's some people who either that's not in their way and they have no problem performing. And, you know, if you've seen videos of musicians, rock stars, performers, actors at a young age, you can see as a young age, they didn't have that inhibition and they just went for it and they didn't care and they wanted any audience at any time. There's those people. It's great. For the rest of us, myself included, do not like the thought of public speaking or didn't for the longest time because of that. And again, if you compound that with most people's childhood experiences, which is that sometime in early childhood in school, you stood up to do a presentation, it didn't go well. Or if it went okay for you, I know for myself, what I saw is other people who it didn't go well for, and then they got ridiculed or they were embarrassed and they got made fun of and they got shunned and picked on. Right? It doesn't even have to happen to you. A lot of times you could see someone else go through a difficulty or a challenge like that in front of the tribe, in front of the group, in front of the class. And then you can see that and go, I don't want to go through that. Please don't make me go through that. The last thing I want to do is get up there and face what Johnny just went through. Please don't make me do it. So that leads to us in our brain confirming we want to do what the tribe does. We want to do what our friends do, our family does. We want to buy what people have. We want to color within the lines, and we want to move forward and do what other people are doing so that we can stay safe. We want to follow the rules of our tribe, and we want to stick with that so that the tribe keeps us as a part of it and doesn't kick us out because we don't want to be alone. The biggest thing that our mind is afraid of is being left alone, because when you're left alone and shunned, because we are a social creature, you're left out there in the wilderness. Not only is there a loneliness factor of not being around other humans, but there's also the fact that out there in the wilderness on our own, good luck. Some people could survive. Most people can't, especially in our comfortable society. Most people, if you're like, you're kicked out of the tribe of humans, go up in the mountains, you're banished. Good luck. Most people aren't going to make it very long, right? I would hope so, but most people I know feel like they're not going to make it. So the last thing they want to do is upset the tribe. If all of your friends have iPhones, you're going to get an iPhone. If all your friends have Android and are anti-iPhone, and that's the tribe that you're with, that's what you're going to do, right? If your tribe votes this way or feels that way or lives here or does this or goes on these kind of vacations, you're going to do that.